Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Sister Shirley Alford, this great woman of God. So this is our first episode of Thankful Thursday, and we're excited. I'm Queen Phillips, and we just want to share the good news of Jesus. And our focus scripture for this particular podcast that's under the original podcast, Inspiration for Life, is Thankful Thursday. And we just want to make sure that we do everything that we can to share the love of Christ and to let people know that God is good, He is faithful, He's
Yes,
worthy of
he is.
praise. Yes, He is. And so Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2 is our focus scripture. And it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." Some translations say nations. And then verse 2 says, "Sing to him, sing songs to him, talk of all his wondrous works." And then I couldn't just stop there, but verse 3 says, "Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done." And this is what Thankful Thursday is all about. And so I'm so glad that I have this special woman of God here that's our guest on today in this very first episode of Thankful Thursday. So how are you doing, Sister Alfred?
Doing great, Sister Queen. And I feel so blessed and honored that you asked me to be with you on your first meeting of Thankful Thursday. I have so much to be thankful for, so much.
Amen. Amen. Hey, so let me ask you this. Why do you think that it is so important to be thankful to God?
And it's very important that we're thankful. For one reason, it's because he commanded us. He commanded us build thank to be thankful. He said, give thanks in everything. No matter
Yes.
if the situation is good, if it's bad, if it's ugly. And sometimes we don't have a problem giving thanks when it's good.
Right.
But Lord, you telling me that you're commanding me to be thankful even when it's not good.
Yes,
Because
yes.
you promise in Romans 8:28 you're going to work it out for the good.
Yes.
Oh,
Awesome.
I'm
Ooh.
so grateful. I'm so grateful for that. God
Amen.
is
Amen. He is good.
good
He's
in all
faithful.
that he does.
All that he does. Yes. And that's what Paul said to the Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks. Yes.
And
And he didn't say for everything, but
in.
in everything, in every situation,
Wonderful.
every circumstance, give thanks. Because if you really think about it, and if you are intentional about it, you will find something to be thankful for, even in what seems to be the worst of circumstances. I talk
Yeah.
about experience. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure you do too. But
Yeah.
let's move along, and you have a testimony, you have a praise report, and this is what Thankful Thursday is all about. Anybody that want to tell of the goodness of the Lord, how faithful he's been, what he has done, because that's what the psalmist say in 105. Tell of his wondrous works. So
Yeah.
I'm just gonna release this to you, and you just tell us what has the Lord done for you that have you so thankful.
I'm just tremendously thankful. As I look at each day, I'm at the point in my life, Sister Queen, that when I wake up in the morning, it's such a blessing. When I put one foot out of the bed, take the other foot out of the bed, I'm thanking the Lord every step of the way. God is just wonderful. In the last six months, I got deathly ill. And it happened so suddenly. I was at a luncheon one day, and the next day I couldn't get out the bed. And then the next day I was in the emergency room and had to stay in the hospital for 5 days. I didn't even recognize what was going on in my body, but God knew.
My Lord.
God knew, and it really proved to me that God sees and he knows things. He knows everything. He
Everything.
sees everything. And
Everything.
so things that we can't even detect. Things that are going on in the spiritual world that we can't even see. God knows and can reveal it to us.
Yes.
And my family got me to the emergency room, and when I got there, I had no control of anything. I could not understand anything. I could not talk. I could not speak. I did not even recognize people coming in the room. If anyone had told me that this was what was going to happen the next day, that's why I'm learning more and more to be thankful for every step of the way. You know, the body is so intricately made. We're so intricately made. When you talk about those blood vessels and the blockage here and the artery that builds up, it, there's so many things that we don't know that God knows. And that's why I'm grateful for every step of the way. Once the doctors checked me out, I was dehydrated. I had pneumonia. But what amazed me the most was that I had a pneumonia called Legionnaire's pneumonia that is uncommon in the United States. And so the first thing the doctor asked me, well, have you been out of the country? Not in years. So the question was, how did you get? Only God knows.
Only God
But
knows.
he brought me to that situation. He brought me to the doctor so that they could diagnose it, that they could treat me. And I am just utterly grateful.
Oh, my
I
God.
am utterly grateful what God has done. And I know nobody else, there's no doubt in my mind, Sister Queen, that nobody else could have done this but God.
Nobody.
Nobody else. And it was a slow recovery, but God was talking to me all the way. Another thing that amazed me in the time that I was ill is I got so sick. This may be hard to believe, but I couldn't pray. All I could do was say Jesus. And when I found out the saints that were praying,
Yes.
when I found out the righteous people that were praying, and that God had them intercede in my behalf. Oh, and I could feel it, Sister Queen. I could feel it because I had no more strength left. I was just lying there. I couldn't do any. But God is faithful. God will give
Yes.
us what we need
Yes, yes,
when
yes.
we need it.
Yes,
And
yes.
I'm utterly grateful for that.
Yes,
Utterly
yes.
grateful and thankful
Oh,
for
yeah, we were praying. The saints were praying.
And I could feel it, and I could feel it. So
Crazy.
I know God is interceding in our behalf. How can we not be thankful?
How can
Lord, I'm so grateful. I wouldn't be here. There's no doubt in my mind. I wouldn't be here if it was not for him, if
My.
God had not done what he had done. And he's faithful to it. And I thank him for it and praise him and magnify him. As I was looking through the scriptures, it was talking about the many ways that we can praise God, and we praise God in the song.
Yes.
We can praise him in the dance.
Yes.
We can praise him in the word. We
Yes.
just have we have so many ways that we can praise him that's a delight to the Lord. How can we pass up such a great opportunity to
Yes.
praise him,
Yes.
to thank him for all the things that he's done? I
Yes.
thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. There's no doubt in my mind that it was God that did it. And it was God that raised me up. And God that's given me the opportunity to be here and even to speak today. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. He's a good God.
Yes, he is. And that's what this is all about. We have to let people know, especially in the times in which we're living now. There's so much going on. There's so many challenges and troubles, and people are just hurting. And many people that say they are believers or that are Christians, they are giving up because they see no change immediately. And so
Yes.
the enemy wants them. He wants to, as Pastor tells us, the enemy wants to steal your faith. If he can cause you to doubt God and
Yes.
stop believing, then you have given him an inroad into just going downhill from there. But we want to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. As the psalmist has said, tell of all his wondrous works. And
Yes.
you have told and you have shared, and we are grateful and we are thankful. And you know, when we hear the testimonies of what God has done, it builds our faith.
Yes.
Builds our faith. And if
Yes.
we can say, and all we usually say, well, if he done it for you, he can do it for me. He can
Yes.
do it. He is well, the scripture tells us, he is able to do exceedingly
Exceedingly.
abundantly above all that we can ask or
Yes.
think, that word think or even imagine. He is able to do it, but it is according to the power that works within us.
Yes.
And when you said you couldn't pray, that's why it's so important. The scripture tells us to pray one for another.
The intercessors.
The intercessors to stand in the gap and pray, call out the name. And we have been seeing the miraculous, wondrous works of God in our midst.
Yes.
I've seen.
And God has reminded us that every perfect and good gift comes from Him. So
Yeah.
everything we have,
Yeah.
everything we own,
Yes.
everything we do comes from Him. And when we look at, when we start thanking God, I find that with me, when I start thanking God, everything else seems to shrink. It's
Yes.
no longer important. When I start looking at God and what He has done for me and start thanking Him and praising Him, nothing else is important.
Right. Because
Nothing else matters.
takes
It
your
all, everything
it takes
takes
your
back seat.
focus off. It takes your focus off your situation and your problem and points you to him. And when
Yes.
you begin to praise him and thank him by opening up your mouth, sometimes when we're in services and whoever's leading the worship or whatever, and they say, praise the Lord, people start clapping. But no, clap and open your mouth and declare and say something good about him. He is wonderful. Lord, you are great. You are mighty. There's nobody like you. So this is what we are about now in the times. I keep repeating, in the times we're living now, people need to know, they need to hear. And this is what the psalmist says: make known his deeds, make known his deed. What has he done for you? And so he has brought you from near-death experience, hallelujah,
Yes.
back
And
to
you
life.
know, Sister Queen, in Psalms 34, it talks about, I will extol the Lord at all times. And I looked up that word extol, and it means to praise enthusiastically,
Wow.
highly praise him, praise him like David praised him. Let those clothes fall. Now, we don't want to do that, but it's the intent. And it helps us see too why David was a man after God's own heart. I mean, when it came to praise and worship, David was out front center.
Right.
Lord, help us to be out front center. There's no question in my mind what God has done for me. And
Right.
let my praise represent that.
Yes. And it didn't matter that he had a title or a high position. It didn't
No.
matter he was king.
King.
Ha! Everybody ought to praise him.
Yeah,
Let
because
everything that have breath praise the Lord.
when you
Yeah.
look at what God has done, you can't keep it to yourself.
Right.
There's no way to keep it to yourself. When I got out the hospital, I was telling everybody I know, let me tell you what God did for me. Let me tell you where I was and where He brought me from.
My Lord.
I'm when I think about it, Lord, I thank you. I
Yes.
am so grateful because, as Pastor says all the time, it could have been otherwise.
Otherwise, it could have been otherwise. Yes.
Lord, I'm grateful. I thank you. I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I
Yes.
thank you.
Yes. And it was for purpose.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we think what we go through is there's no purpose behind it, but God is intentional, and everything he allows in the life of his people or in the lives of people, period, it is for purpose. But we have to, you know, instead of complaining and why, well, he's not intimidated by your whys. Job asks why, but more now than ever is to what lesson, what are you wanting me to learn from this? What is the purpose for me, for you allowing me to go through
Yes.
this experience? And
Yes.
mainly to exalt his name, to extol
Yes.
him, to share of his goodness and his faithfulness. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so this is so good. Go
My
ahead.
desire, a sister queen, is that he will be glorified in my life. The things I say, the things I do will represent him.
Yes,
I
yes.
want you, Lord, to be glorified. And
Yes.
I am so grateful. I'm just utterly grateful for everything that he's done for me. Yes.
Yes, and I'm grateful too. I'm grateful for what he has done for you also. Yes. So, and we know that we are praying people and he hears the prayers of his people. And he has promised that he will answer. And sometimes we get impatient, but we have to remember that it's in his timing. His everything. He's got everything under control. When you think about that, it should change your whole outlook on life. That's why it's so important for people to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Without him, it's like you really have no security.
Yes. But him. Yes. And you know, there's so many things, as you mentioned, that's happening in the world. If you let yourself look at the TV, you can get really discouraged and disgusted. If you look around you and you look at the prices of things and how they're escalating at phenomenal rates, you can get discouraged. You've got to know, we've got to know in whom we believe. We've got to know where our trust is. We've got to know who, as you said, controls all of that. Thank you. We give you the glory, God.
Glory.
And we're not worried because you got it under control.
Hallelujah.
You've got purpose attached to it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. It's not like he doesn't see.
Yes.
He's all knowing. He's all knowing. He's all wise.
Yes, he does not slumber nor does he sleep.
Oh,
God
my,
is a
my,
good,
my.
good God.
Well, once again, I thank you so very much for joining and sharing your testimony. And so we're gonna close with prayer, just being thankful. I have no complaints, no need to worry. He tells us, be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to him. And what's going to happen? The peace of God.
Which we need.
Yes. It's a peace that we can't comprehend. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But
Yes.
he gives us peace. Glory to God. Yes. Well, you certainly have a powerful testimony to share and to let people
Praise
know
God.
what the
Praise
Lord
God.
has done. And we are so grateful. So let's pray.
And Sister Queen, I just wanted to mention, we appreciate Thankful Thursday, but Lord, we thank you every day. Every minute, every second, we just kind of set this aside so others can hear of your goodness. But Lord, we are grateful.
Yes, we are.
We are grateful, grateful.
Every
Thank
day.
You, Lord.
Every day. Yes.
Thank
Yes.
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we just once again, we say thank you. We cannot thank you enough because of who you are. We can't praise you enough because of who you are. We're thankful that you have looked beyond our faults and our imperfections, and you love us. You gave your only begotten Son so that all who believe in him would have everlasting life. And your Son Jesus came, hallelujah, to give us life and a life abundantly. Glory to God. So we are just grateful. And as Sister Alfred said, we're grateful every day. But we've set aside this Thursday to share with others of your goodness and to be in alignment and agreement with what the psalmist has said, to give thanks to you and to make known your deeds among the people, to tell of your wondrous works. And I thank you on today for Sister Alfred and what you have done, the testimony that you have given to her to share with others. You are a great God. Hallelujah. You are a mighty God. There is none like you. And we thank you for what you have done. And it is our prayer that you continue to bless your people in ways that we may not even like or understand, but because you are intentional, because everything you allow is for purpose, we give you glory and we thank you. We pray for those that will see this that they will be encouraged, and they will seek you, that they will glory in your name, that they will exalt your name. And in whatever circumstances or situations they may find themselves, that they will look to you who loves unconditionally and realize that you are a very present help in a time of trouble. And we
Thank you.
recognize these are troublesome times, but you are for us. Hallelujah. You are with us, and we thank you. We are so grateful. This is our thanks that we offer to you on this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Well, once again, thank you so very much for sharing on today. And we look forward to hearing from you again, because the world needs to know that we serve a God that is well able.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
is.
Glory to God. So I want to make this appeal to anyone that sees this, that you are invited to join us. If you have a testimony, a praise report that you would like to share, feel free to contact us, and we'll be glad to schedule you as a guest to share what the Lord has done. This is what we want to do on these Thursdays: give thanks to the Lord every day, but
Every day.
just this particular episode of Thankful Thursday podcast, we want you to be able to share also. So until our next episode, God bless you, Sister Alfred. Thank you once again.
Thank you for allowing me to share. Thank you.
God, praise God.